After years of wrangling on the issue, EU finance ministers on Tuesday agreed on a deal partly unifying VAT rates, allowing individual countries to reduce value-added sales tax on some goods and services. The move was spurred by the continuing economic crisis, which has left many businesses struggling. Soon they could be in a somewhat better position to weather the downturn. Jan Wellinger has the details.
For years, EU officials have haggled over value-added tax, some like France pushing for key reductions, others like Germany opposing them. In short, it took a global economic crisis for all 27 members to see eye to eye. A meeting on Tuesday by EU finance ministers, including Miroslav Kalousek on behalf of the Czech EU presidency, proved fertile ground for reaching a deal. Now individual states will be allowed to drop VAT rates on some goods and services as low as 5%, as opposed to the EU minimum of 15. Czech finance minister Miroslav Kalousek.
Until now, a number of states were unable to lower rates, even if they wanted to, and that was unfair. The agreement affects labor-intensive services, where there is no risk of unfair competition between states. No one is going to fly to Vienna to have their shoes repaired just because they have a lower VAT rate.
What goods and services are eligible for a lower rate? Restaurants, hairdressers, item repair, apparel and the hiring of domestic help, and more. Now it'll be entirely up to individual states on whether to implement lower value-added tax. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said that as far as the Czech Republic is concerned, he would propose lowering the rate on restaurant services, and hairdressers and item repairs could also be affected. Analysts say the lower VAT in certain areas could make a difference, even if it remains a minor step in the face of the recession. At the same time, it's not clear whether consumers themselves will feel any benefits. It's likely that many businesses will keep prices as they are to better shoulder the recession. Petr Dufek is an analyst for CSOB Bank.
I'm not sure that consumers will benefit from these changes. I think it's, first of all, support for businesses. So therefore, I do not expect any visible changes of prices in these industries.
The Czech Republic could see a drop in the VAT for some services as early as this summer, but the lower rate will still have to be approved in Parliament. There, the opposition Social Democrats could play a key role. So far, they have been described as not being against.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, let's turn to